blessed to just get to stand before you again this evening. It's filling in for Ray. Ray Smith, they're out of town here. He asked me to fill in for him a little bit. So I said, all right. I said, hopefully my voice doesn't give out, so we'll go from there. Just going to be very short thoughts about a little continuation of what we kind of spoke about in class tonight. I call tonight Seeking the Lost. If you will, turn with me to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Starting in verse 7. And to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. There's a group of people here that are going to receive punishment of everlasting destruction. There are ones that do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We understand that in Romans 3 and verse 23, very common passage that we all know, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We understand that there are some people out there that choose to ignore God. Turn to Romans chapter 1, starting at verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has showed it unto them, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. But that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. There are those that choose to ignore him. That we have examples of those that would not listen and receive instruction. Turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 32. Jeremiah 32 and verse 33. They have turned unto me the back and not the face, though I taught them, rising up early and teaching them, yet they have not hearkened to receive instruction. We understand that there are those that obey not God as well. I think about Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 26. For if we sin willfully after that which we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remain no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for a judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He had to despise Moses' law, die without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much more sore punishment suppose ye shall he be that thought worthy, who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant, wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that has said, vengeance belongs to me. I will recompense, says the Lord. And again the Lord shall judge his people. For it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. We understand there are people that choose not to obey God. There are those that choose not to know him. They just ignore him. There's going to be a day that punishment's going to come for them. For if they want to know God, they must come to Jesus and they must obey him. I think about Galatians chapter 3. Verse 20 26 and 27. For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Those that choose not to obey and those that don't, while they still live though, they still have a hope. We are to continually remind these people, and I think about as the watchman in Ezekiel chapter 33. Starting at verse 7. So you, O son of man, I have set you a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore you shall hear the word of my mouth and warn them from me. When I say unto the wicked, a wicked man, you shall surely die. If you do not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, and his blood I will require at your hand. Nevertheless, if you warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he does not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. If we know a brother or sister is in the wrong, and we warn them not of God's word against them, we too shall be responsible for their soul. But if the ones who choose not to obey and are warned by you, and they still choose not to do anything about it, the guilt's upon them, and we are free of that. And then I think, coming back to 2 Thessalonians chapter 8, at our beginning passage of where we read, 2 Thessalonians 1, 8 and 9. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord, from the glory of his power. How does everyone escape the punishment of everlasting fire and destruction? They know God and obey the gospel of Christ. And just like Mark chapter 16, 15 and 16 tells us as we close. He said unto them, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that is believed and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believes not shall be damned. We have a responsibility to seek the lost. We have a responsibility to help them. To help them understand the value of eternity. Are we willing to let them go? They may make the choice on their own, and we've done what we can to help them. But we have to do everything that we can to help them realize the eternal punishment that may come should they not choose to fix the error of their ways. But if you have not become a child of God and you seek to do so, Romans 10:17, hearing the word, believing it, repenting, confessing, being baptized, and then walk in the newness of life. Or if you have already become a child of God and you need to make things right, come forward as we stand. And as we sing.